Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's why they say don't make movies about movies, because movies about the movie industry never do that well.
Movies about the movie industry?
Don't do well.
What do you mean movies about? Like, what's another movie that's about the movie industry?
Like,
Did Once Upon a Time in Hollywood do good? I know that was like Charles Manson, but
it's not. I don't think that's about more, the industry. That's more like, it's about like a real crime.
Like, it's about like true Hollywood. But the thing is, like, Damien Chazelle made that film so he could get more Oscar noms. Because like, movie industry people, when they see that and you're part of the Academy, they'll be like, oh, I love that. That makes me like,
oh, it like makes it makes again people that work in the industry like
vote
make,
for it.
Yeah, vote for it.
But I don't know. Damien Chazelle's already like sitting on plenty. He doesn't need it. But I think rarely are we going to see films that are just original films in the theaters anymore, because I think people now only want to go see something that's a rendition of something they're already familiar with.
That's so true.
Which is it sucks, like, that like people's taste is like.
My favorite movies now are movies based on true stories.
Oh, it's my favorite.
They always nail it on the head, like, perfectly. For some reason, they started perfectly and they actually
ended it because it gives
perfectly
you something to be like, wow, this, you have like a deeper respect, I think.
Yeah.
Because you're like, damn, this really happened. This is somebody's story. Like, I can get down with this.
What true event have they never made a movie about that you would love to see a movie about?
Ooh.
Staten Island Mom.
That's a good one. It's coming. They're working on it.
I would love to see an HBO series about that. Just real dark. Well, see, I'm a mother.
Staten Island Mom based on true events.
Staten Island Horrors. The horrors of Staten Island.
It's just like 3% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's like the worst thing ever. But you have something out. It's like, you still, like, we'd all be there.
You'd find it in Walmart, like in the $3 bin. After.
But that would still be fucking awesome.
It would be awesome.
That would be awesome. I would love to, like, I would love to be casted in a really, really shitty bad movie, because it's because it's like it's kind of like comical. It's like, oh yeah, I was in Sharknado 4.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like, yeah, it was the worst movie of all time, but like I got to be in that. I don't know.
Somebody asked me if it's like, would I rather be in a movie, a background actor in a very good successful movie, or
the lead in a
the lead in a really shitty movie.
Background. Well, the lead in a really shitty movie, I think it doesn't good for you. Like, business wise, it's not good for you, because
that's all people are gonna think of you.
Exactly.
But if you're in the background of like The Godfather, you're like immortal.
Oh,
you're
that's
like
so
you will
cool
like live the rest of time.
Her dad has friends like in The Godfather.
Oh, really?
Yeah. From New York.
Well, yeah, because they hired real because they hired real gangsters. That's why. They hired real mobsters.
He used to go to Joe Colombo's house.
Columbo?
Yeah.
I kept going like this. Like, oh,
they were kids.
It was a different time.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, my dad used to have sleepovers at his house.
Play dates.
Wow. I have respect for mobsters. Yeah, they hustle. Too. They grind. If they got to kill people to get to what they want, I mean, I get it.
Protecting the family.
Protecting the family. You do what you need
they
to do
had for the family.
You guys really should watch The Offer. It's very good.
I know. The thing is, it's like, I have not watched all three of The Godfathers.
You don't have to. He's never watched any of them.
I didn't watch the actual movies
before. He watched them
afterwards.
But I feel like I would appreciate it more if I did watch The Godfather.
Well, it's only about number one. So as long as you've seen the first one.
Don't worry about the third.
I heard the first one is like the best one, and then it gets like
second
worse
one's
worse,
really
right?
good too, though.
Second one won Best Picture. Godfather 1 and Godfather 2 are the only two sequels
really
that have ever won Best Picture.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I've never seen it.
I think
I've seen like most mob movies. Watched.
Like, yes, you would appreciate it if you did watch it. You would appreciate it more, but it is a lot about like how, I mean, it is all about how they were able to make this movie. So it's all behind the scenes, Paramount, and like.
and their
the casting is amazing.
The way they dealt with the mob while making it, like, mm-hmm. is really insane.
It's very cool.
And it's based on a true story. You should watch.
Okay, well, there you go. Let's run the intro, let's baby. It's Coffee Talk, baby! Woo!
It's always so good. I love it.
Well, I know they're in sync all the time.
Somebody needs to do a compilation. It could probably run for a whole hour.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I think so.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And welcome to 2023, baby. Happy New Year.
Aww.
Woo! This is exciting.
Yeah, actually, I still feel so tired.
I'm tired. The new year. I saw everybody was doing like the best moments of like the past year. I saw that. I was in my head. I was like, oh, we should do one. But then it hit me. It would take me a month and a half to try to go through all that
footage.
You
get it up in April. Like, thanks for 2022.
I don't know how they do that.
We could have let the people decide
on best moments.
Yeah.
But like to edit that together and make it look real nice, I feel like that would take a really long time.
I'm going
to
try it.
You'd have to go through 52 hour and a half videos to like get that done. Like, so you'd have to get started on that like a month and a half.
Tell one of the listeners.
Tell somebody.
We'll
give you a nice check if you do us. Well, it's too late now. Maybe for next year. But.
You could go to like the YouTube video and just click on like the most watched part. Cause that would be like, I guess like the highlight of the episode.
Ooh.
And then just be like, all right, that's the best part. That's the best part.
Three, 4 years later, I still don't know.
We're getting used to it.
I know everybody, most people had nightmare situations when it comes to traveling home and coming back from traveling.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
My favorite thing has been going through the TikTok videos of, it's my new thing. I love freak out airport videos.
Oh my God.
They're so good. And you finally see how entitled people are at airport. It's insane seeing people full on yell at people at airports thinking that they're not going to get blacklisted. You will not be able to fly again if you freak out at any flight, at
the fact
airport.
That they think it's going to get something done. Like, yes. The louder you get, the more I'm not, like, it doesn't. Like,
they are trying to protest. Like, I saw one girl, like, film herself, like, getting everybody, like.
Like, sweetheart, it is the holidays. Not only that, it's, like, the worst weather of the year, and people think that they have control over the weather.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Our editor, Jared, he was stuck at the airport for 24 hours.
24 hours.
What airport? Insane. LA?
I don't know where he was, actually.
But he was trying to get back to LA.
Oh, he was trying to get back. So he was probably like Ohio, like around that area.
Yeah.
He was stuck. Finally got his flight to Vegas because he had a layover. And his connecting flight from Vegas here got canceled. And he was like, I'm done.
And he had to edit the episode.
No,
he can
Zach's
only edit in 10-minute intervals because it kept shutting down. Because nothing was working. I felt so bad. And
that's
like,
horrible. And
well, going to Florida, we get on the plane. Everything looks like it's going to be good to go. We sit down and I'm just like waiting and waiting and waiting. And we're on the plane for like 30 minutes. And I'm like, why are we not taking off? What is going on? And then they finally come on the loudspeaker. They were like, your pilot is not here. So we're waiting for another pilot. We just called him and he's on his way to the airport. He should be here in about 30 minutes.
Sure.
And I'm like,
meanwhile, he's just like,
why are you boarding the plane if the pilot isn't there?
Wait,
like,
is this the pilot that's supposed to be flying the plane, or did they have to find a new pilot?
They had to find a new pilot.
Got it. So it sounds like the plane was supposed to arrive at a certain time and it just never did, right? Like, how did people find out last second when something doesn't go according to plan?
No, because my flight wasn't delayed. It was just a normal.
They also may have been like betting on that, like another pilot was still going to be available and able to make it to the plane.
Got it.
And I think sometimes that does happen where a pilot will be told like, hey, you got to go take this one. And they just come.
I would love to see a documentary about the process
and how they
plan it all out and how they all the itineraries and everything. I think they should make it so people appreciate, like, just freak out as much at people that work at airports. So people, like, before you freak out on staff member, you're just like, oh, well, in the documentary, they say that people don't even really know.
There is a British reality show where it's like it's like Cops, but it's just like at the airport. And they film like conflict, like with people getting delays and stuff.
They should do below deck, but
above
ground.
But can you imagine you're pissed, your flight's delayed, you're trying to talk to service, and someone's just like, I'd be like, can you stop? I'm not in a good mood.
Have you seen, sorry, it just reminded me, On Patrol, my I was at my grandparents for like 4 days in Florida, and that's all they had on TV. It's live police cams.
Oh, love that.
On TV, so they're bouncing back and forth. So there's like-
Live?
Basically like a table, like a sports center. And they're like, all right, we're gonna go check out what's going on in whatever county, Florida. And then it goes in, and then you're in their body cams, and you're watching them arrest these
people.
That
doesn't sound
real.
Bro,
it is the craziest thing. So it's all live, and they're in different states, and they're like full film crews, and they're just like, all right, let's go check out what's going on in Nevada right now.
Holy shit.
Bro, imagine you're getting arrested, and you were the lucky one that got a whole show made about your arrest. Like, that would fucking suck. No,
it's funny watching people like, why am I on TV? They're like, why are you filming me? And they're like, oh, don't worry, we're just talking. But like, it's crazy. And then these cops are basically like starring in this show because it's all about following these different police departments. It's crazy.
I need to watch that show, Reno 911. I think they didn't they do a really good job making fun of those type of shows?
Yeah.
It was all like footage, right? It wasn't like
Reno 911 was like a cops parody.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But it wasn't filmed as like a show. It was filmed more like POV.
It was like The Office because it would cut to them in the boardroom and they would debrief and everything.
Got it. Trying to remember what that looked like in my head and I couldn't. Because the only thing I've seen are like the cop videos of like the dash cams.
Yeah.
That's the only Reno 911 video.
You never watched Reno 911?
I've never seen like an episode. No.
I can't believe that.
Oh, no.
I thought everybody did.
I've seen so many like funny clips and they're the funniest videos, but I've never seen.
Barrel turn, hitch kick. Yeah,
I'm just goofing, new boot goofing.
What's that one? It was like kick, pop, pop.
I told Heath next year we're gonna do that for Halloween.
It's Reno 911.
That scene, barrel roll, kick, pop, kick, pop. He's gonna be the cowboy and I'm gonna be the police officer.
So good, so good, so good.
Hey, you're a good dancer. Nah, I'm just drunk.
On my flight, there was this lady. Nothing like crazy happened, but she did have a freak out. She was in the seat behind me. And this kid came up and he was like, oh, you're in my seat. And she snapped on the kid that was like, oh, sorry, like this is my seat. She goes, watch, I'm going to move over and they're going to tell me to move because for some reason I can't sit here. You tell me what happens. You show me what happens. She goes, get your cameras ready, everyone.
Right, what'd you do?
I got my camera ready.
There you go. Very good.
The fact that she was like, I'm about to cause it. Yeah, everybody,
but I think
cameras.
I think that was just like word vomit because as soon as she said that, like she was silent. She was embarrassed. Yeah. get your cameras ready, everyone.
I love that moment where people like realize.
Yeah. Yeah. But I guess they were going to put her in a new seat because the mechanic of the plane said that seat was not up to code for safety.
Okay.
So they couldn't have anybody sit there, but there was an open seat and she was not listening to like the security. They were like, we're just going to find you another. I'm seeing my dying sister. I'm staying on this fucking plane. And they're like, we're just going to. And then they ended up kicking her off because she was freaking out and she wasn't listening that they were just going to move her seat.
No,
people completely lose their mind. Yeah. In airport. I mean, we luckily had a four-hour delay. Like, it could have been much worse. I think we got, like, we got a good situation, like, being delayed 4 hours. But, like, everybody's just dealing with it. Everybody's on the same boat. Like, the spirit video I sent you guys.
Yeah.
Of everybody just yelling out. This one really got me. The mother that was like, and my kids don't get to go to Disney World. Oh, you think anybody cares about your kids going to Disney World?
Yeah, they're going to be like, hold on, we got a Disney World family here.
And I'm sure there was a lady in a wheelchair right behind her. Like, Portia was probably on her way to get surgery or some shit. Yeah. And you're like, complain. Like, you think that your fucking situation is better than
they
anybody else's.
They do not care. I took the bus from Newark to Allentown and I had a checked bag. And it's so funny. Like, I was not surprised because... So I was at LAX, I went to check my bag, and you do the self-checkout on the screen, you put your own sticker on.
Yeah.
And this random employee like beelines for me and says, are you ready to go check that bag? And I was like, yeah, I just put the sticker on. And it wasn't that busy at LAX. Like I had time to wait in the line. She goes, okay, go outside, go to the left and give it to the person in the purple vest. And I was like, what? And I that's never happened to me before. Going outside to get
They do the drop off out there, but that's like they wouldn't tell you. That's so weird that they would tell you.
It's so weird that they were like, make sure you, because I looked over at the line and there was maybe 10 people in line. I had plenty of time. And so I was like, whatever. So I went outside and I saw there was like 5 people in line with the purple vest person. And it was just sketchy. Like I went out there and there is like a little conveyor belt. But the person in the purple vest, like to weigh my bag, they just like picked it up and they were like, all right. I was like, wait, what? And then they like, I waited to see if they were going to put on the conveyor belt and they just like shoved all the bags in the corner. And I literally walked away. I was like, that bag's gone. All my Christmas gifts. Yeah.
I would have not.
My bag is gone. So I was already mentally preparing. And then I took the bus from Newark to Allentown and we got off and they had all the bags out and my bag and 2 other girls' bags weren't on there. And I said, oh, is that it? And they were like, yep. I said, and me and the girls were like, oh, our bags aren't on there. They're like, eh, it happens. And the girl was like, I'm going to Jamaica. Where is my bag? They were like, this is my layover. And she was like, so you're telling me they just decided to leave it in Newark. And he was like, yeah, you have to call. And I was like, it's like pulling teeth to get information. I'm like, What am I supposed to, like, what number? Is there a concierge right now that I could talk to? Is there, like...
No, they don't help.
No, well, we're closed for the night. I'm like, you're an airport. What do you mean you're closed?
It sucks you knowing that bag was not going to be on
I knew it, because it was too shady.
You just had a gut feeling.
And then, all of a sudden, he has a notepad like this of... It's typed out information on what to do if your bag is delayed. I'm like, why did you have us sit here for 5 minutes guessing what we're supposed to, who we're supposed to call? Ooh. Ghostbusters, and he gave us a piece of paper. He goes, call this number. And I was on hold for 2 hours and 15 minutes until I got somebody.
She sent me a screenshot of the call. It was over 2 hours. I was
you have to take a bus from an airport to another airport. Like what's the,
yeah. So there's no direct flight from here to Allentown. Cause it's such a small airport.
Oh, mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
So instead of hopping on 2 planes, I purposely find a flight from here to Newark and then Newark to Allentown because it's like an hour drive.
And then you just take a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's bus service from the airport that is like a part of it.
Yeah, so it just sounds quicker too to do that.
And you don't have to worry about takeoff. You don't have to worry about seats. Like it's just, you hop on the bus and you drive an hour and that's it. It's so, and your bags are, all your checked bags are there. You don't have to go to baggage claim.
It's supposed to be there.
Damn.
Yeah, normally your bags are supposed to be there.
I feel bad for Heath. You're going to have to take 2 flights to go home every year.
Now because I got to go to Tennessee?
Yeah, this was his last time going to Florida.
Oh.
This time. We'll never be on the same flight
in Florida again. I'll never be in Florida again.
Patricia and I, we were supposed to meet last night in Dallas. Because she lives in Birmingham. There's no direct from LA to Birmingham.
Yeah.
There's always in Dallas is the layover and I was already there. So I was like, all right, well, let's just meet and we'll get on that flight together. And she didn't make it. Literally, like,
oh, man.
I swear, it was like right when I was taking off, she goes, just landed. And I'm like, no.
Shit. Damn.
But so she had to spend the night in like the Dallas airport and now she's back home, but it's just, it's traveling. It's,
did you hear about the 2,800 canceled flights?
Yeah.
Was it Southwest?
Yeah. 2,800 canceled flights in 1 day. That is insane.
That's like all the flights. Yeah,
that's every Southwest flight that day that got canceled.
It was like a huge snowball effect because I'm pretty sure it's their software is extremely dated.
Also, my stepmom and dad were telling me this. I don't know if this is 100% accurate or not, but they were telling me how Southwest is not they work like a train system. They don't like have a hub. So when Southwest planes like when they like take off, they're hopping from city to city while like Delta and JetBlue, they go and come back to the city. They never have the same plane flying in different locations. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I wonder if was the
pilots,
case.
Pilots, they have to like call and notify their pilots to take the flight. Like it's not this like automated system like all the other airlines do.
Yeah.
It's like, it is old school how they're managing everybody.
I was thinking about that today. How did people back in the day, like we go on our phone, we go on the computer. I look up all the flights that I could take next week at this date that I want to leave, come back, boom, I book it. Imagine before the internet, did you call, hey, do you guys have flights?
How much is that? Because I want to see my
So what are you, do you have to,
I think you,
do you
I
go
think
to
you
the
called.
Airport?
I think you called.
And you just paid whatever they said the price was?
But then how do you pay it on the phone? You don't have a credit card?
Like People would show up and just buy a ticket on the spot.
Yeah, you're like, okay, let's just go to the airport. If there's a flight in an hour or 2 hours, I guess we'll figure it out.
But why do I feel like it was less of a hassle back then? You know what I mean? Why do I feel like now it has been more chaotic than ever? And it's as easy as going on your phone and buying a ticket right there. But like in my head, I feel like people back then were just, it was just so simple. You got up, everybody was there at the same time.
If we
flights were never delayed.
Yeah.
Flights were never canceled. Cigarette on the plane. The
patience.
Yeah, everything just took longer. So I guess you're just used to it. But I couldn't imagine having to figure out a flight arrangement without the internet.
But wait, how did you get your plane tickets?
I don't know.
Because in Home Alone, they have the plane tickets. Before they go to the airport.
What do you
Did it come in the mail?
I bet it comes in the mail. Oh,
you know what? I think my dad said something. They would mail you your baggage, like the strips, and you would put it on your bag ahead of time.
That's nice.
And all the tickets were probably written, right? It's like written tickets back then.
It's still like that ticket that they give you sometimes.
And then before that.
I miss before like smartphones where you would print out the little booklet. For your flight,
you
would print it and then it would have the fold lines.
Yeah.
So you would fold, and it was just like this little like booklet with like your scanning and all your information. Yeah, like your flight. You would be like, okay, print boarding pass, and it would print a full sheet and then you would fold it in half, fold it again, and it was this little booklet of your flight information.
Huh.
I will say I cannot let go of the paper boarding pass. Like everyone uses their phone. I tried it. I'll use it if it's on your phone and I'm like, you do it. But I tried it.
A little QR code?
Yeah, I had the JetBlue app. So I was like, let me just try it. No, I understand. But like I start, because every time I unlock my phone, it's gone. I'm like, so I screenshot it 100 times. I'm like, to me, it's too much of a hassle.
It's on your Apple Wallet. You click tap and it's right there.
Oh,
she doesn't add it to the Apple Wallet.
The Apple Wallet.
It's still like, I don't know why it's so like, for my brain, it doesn't work.
Okay.
Like I get very anxious. Not that it's not going to work. I just can't find it in time. I just like,
Feel like you're holding up the line. You feel like you're being an inconvenience.
Yeah, and I feel like I don't know.
For the ticket, I lose it. The minute it goes in my pocket,
gone.
I go back in my pocket a minute later, gone. So I have to have it on my phone.
Now it's interesting, like when you go through security, you just give them your ID now.
Yeah, why?
Oh, yeah, you don't show a ticket anymore.
That is weird.
It makes sense because they should just already have your identification bound to the ticket.
I know.
Your ID should be the ticket.
I think it's because the person that, before you get in that line, they're already checking to see if you have a ticket on you. So I think it's kind of repetitive to check again. Line is just going slower.
It saves time.
Yeah.
It's so stressful. Different airports with different rules at security. Like they're screaming at you. Take your laptops out. Take your shoes off. They're screaming at you and you're panicking and you're rushing. And then other airports, you start taking your shoes off. Shoes stay on. Shoes stay on. Laptops that back happened. In your
and
backpack.
And then they like give you a little slap. Shoes stay. Laptops in your bag.
You moron.
Are y'all pre-check?
I have clear, but not pre-check.
I had it for four. When you get it, you have it for 4 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did have it and then I never renewed it.
Oh, it's the best. I don't take my shoes off. Anything, go in like a faster line.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of people don't know about it. A lot of people don't know. You can go in and you do a survey and you get it. You don't like, it's not a special thing.
I walk by people every time and I'm like, why don't these people have pre-check? But I think it's because they don't travel that much. So it's
it's like
$80
for 4 years.
For 4 years.
It's really
cheap.
You
never have to take your shoes off.
But you have to like go in, right?
For one meeting once.
Yeah. It's one meeting. It's great.
A meeting?
Yeah. Oh no, imagine
Mariah.
It's like a girl in a cubicle. She's like, what's up? Okay, that's your identity. All right, cool. So you live here. All right. Well, thank you very much.
It's so simple. You don't have to, there's nothing special that you need to be or have.
You have to make a PowerPoint.
You know what? I don't like that type of stuff because I feel like they grill you. You know, when you fly international and
what are you doing here?
When you go through customs.
I completely forget.
I get choked up. I start so why are you coming here? Vacation. Oh,
what do you do for work then? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, then you say, I have a podcast, social media stuff, they go, oh, yeah, what is it? Like, and then you're like, okay, like they want to pull
oh
it up.
Oh my
and, like,
God. Go through the podcast. It's the worst feeling in the world.
They did it when we went to Europe. We're going back somewhere. I forget where we're going, but they were like, they asked about 4 or 5 questions. I think to me, at least, they saw my middle name. I would too. It's all Zayn Ahmed Adazi. I'd be asking questions too.
The Dubai, when I went to Dubai, I was like intimidated though, because they're all like, all the security guys are like in their whole,
they're
just get up and they're just, it's like you feel like you are entering a whole new
The domain. White man's a terrorist when you go.
Yes, I was like, yo.
But it's kind of crazy. Like you fly into like a Dubai or something like that and everybody, you know what I mean? Like you go in, you're like, this is insane. Like this is intense. I'm going to be on my best behavior. You come to America, everybody's just
picking their nose. Yeah.
Well, what you doing here? Like it's like, it's a totally different feeling.
Where's my fucking bag?
Oh, we are so embarrassing.
My kids need to go to Disney.
Ew.
Oh. It's weird, like those videos, when you're in those moments, you're like, get me out of this. But when we're not in the moments, we love watching
yeah.
it. We love watching people getting their
food. It reminds you of how like chaotic everything is. Like us just sitting in that airport. The 4-hour delay and just looking everywhere, like kids screaming, dogs barking at each other. You're just like, this is the holidays. This is
weirdos out there.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Uh-huh.
Like this one lady we got. What? This one lady we were next to. She, you know, people just like get into your conversation.
Matt, you would have.
Man, I hope she's not listening because she asked me 500 questions about what we do and everything.
That's why you don't tell people what we fucking do.
I know.
Because then they come on the next. She's 100% going to be on the next.
That's when your improv skills come in handy.
She also didn't know how to get on YouTube. Whatever.
I have never told someone random that we did pot ever, because just in case we want to talk about them.
She was the sweetest thing. She's like, this lady, and she started talking about like her husband and her boyfriend and like all sorts of stuff and just
she was on something.
She was barred out of her mind.
I just learned what barred out.
Like she was gone.
Said the same thing 50 times over and over again.
Keep in mind, we're in the middle.
It's a really, really long delay. So 4 hours. And I'm just sitting. All I wanted to do was just nap. And she's just keeping on, keeping on. I'm like, oh my God, enough is enough. And then she's...
Whatever. She was talking about how she...
detail about her life that she was getting into. I'm like, ma'am, I do not need to know this stuff.
Like, we never asked.
I do not want this burden.
She was talking about her, like, cheating on her husband.
She was like, my husband is very, very wealthy. And, you know, worst decision I've ever made. But I did it because he has money. And, you know... but he doesn't know about my boyfriend I've been seeing for a year and a half. And if he did find out, he would cut me off and stop giving me money.
She's listening to this right now going,
halfway through?
She's like, I told him
halfway
that.
Halfway through I went,
you did that?
Oh,
so it's just going on and on. And like, just the detail. And then I met my boyfriend. You know, he was working this job. And then he came up to me and was like, you got a cute ass. And I'm like, "Why, ma'am, why are you telling me? Why are you
and
telling
me this?" And as she's talking, you don't know who she's talking. She's either talking on the phone or us.
Oh, and then she'll pull up a phone and then she'll be like, uh-huh. And no, yeah. And then she's looking at me while on the phone. I'm like, are you talking to me? I have no idea.
Let me do exactly what she was doing. Yeah, yeah, I'm with these two boys. And then, you know, my husband.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with these two boys. So they do a podcast, right?
No.
So she's talking to both at the same time. And like, you know that like, that person is... off the charts.
No. And
it's so funny putting Heath and I in a situation like that, because I'm really good at tuning them out. I don't care. I don't care if it's like rude. I have to. He complete opposite.
Yeah, he can't get away. No.
He gets too
Why? I can't either.
Like
I'm like, you know what? I gotta go. Like,
we're at an airport. We're at an airport. I was stuck.
And then meanwhile, somebody else next to us is on a live stream begging girls to show their boobs. I was about to lose my mind.
Matt, it was unbelievable.
I've never seen this in my entire
life. He was on a live stream asking girls to
show me the nipple. Go make out with each other and show your boobs.
Matt, Heath was like, Zane, like, turn off your headphones, listen. And he's like, he's asking people to asking girls to flash on live. I'm like, I didn't believe it. I'm like this. And the first thing I hear is, come on.
I've never done this and not gotten boobs.
And he was so loud in the airport. I looked at other people.
The seats are back to back. Like, it has the rows, so you're facing this way and people are behind you. The guy behind us goes like this.
there was this dude with like that kids and everything. He's looking at him and going,
no,
because he was being so loud.
Was he not aware of his surroundings?
What was he on?
TikTok Live.
Yo,
that is like that one live he stream. Was live, you he might
was,
not
he
want
was, to he do. Was video living. You know how you can like see other people too.
Oh yeah.
So everybody, like, people are watching this go down. Like, it's not like he was on like Instagram Live. There's like a few people. This is like,
oh my God.
We'll show you him after.
Oh, you.
But like, just crazy. And that guy was barred out of his mind too. Yo, the Xanax got people just doing stuff in public. Like, first of all, I've heard of people
doing that before flights, because it like really calms your nerves and it makes you just like what? Not have anxiety on flights.
Yes, or just
like, Xanax.
Xanax.
So I've always like back. I don't have as much anxiety as I did back then, but like I always thought about like maybe like people take Xanax all the time. Like I really want to take it before flights just so I. After those two situations,
never
get me away from. I would never want to do.
I took it one time before a flight a long time ago. I don't remember. I remember going through TSA and then I woke up at the destination.
Whoa, that must be nice.
Hey.
I was like,
but who knows what you were doing in those hours?
Yeah, you black out. Who knows?
No idea.
That's insane. Like. The confidence you gain on that
to be asking for it in the middle of a fucking airport with
wow. I would have said something. No one said anything.
It's not like he was doing it to another like girl in that moment. You know what I mean? Like it's not something you could. Like what are we gonna do? Hey, like it's
just be like, I don't know. But then again, I don't want
to. That was just like a weird situation.
Any stranger in an airport, because who knows what it could turn into. And then suddenly it's like a fight. And then they're like, both of you guys, you're coming with me. And you're like, what? I didn't do it. It's like, it feels like high school.
Especially in the airport. Yeah. You just don't want to get involved in anything.
Yeah.
That's true. When people have freakouts, I feel like people want to step in and do something, but they know all that's going to do is just get them kicked out of the airport.
Yeah. Where are you guys going for New Year's? You guys are going to Mexico?
He's going to Mexico.
I'm going to Mexico.
Where are you going?
We're just going down to San Diego for a couple days.
Fun!
Yeah.
Just get out of town.
Who are you going to Mexico with? Were you going to Cabo?
Cabo. I've always wanted to go to Cabo.
I've never been. That's on this side of
Yes, Mexico. It's not.
The Cancun? Baja Peninsula. Right? Yeah.
I always do this. Cabo, California, Cancun, Florida. Because
when you say yes to a Cancun trip coming from LA, it takes a while to get to Cancun. I was like, yeah, sure. My Mexico's Texas friends right were there. Going. I was like, hey, that costs a lot of money to get down to Cancun. Yeah. But Cabo, it's reasonable.
It's such a short flight. So like if it's a short flight, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I love short flights.
I could do Vegas every day.
Where are you staying?
We're not staying in Cabo. We're staying like an hour or like 45 minutes away. I hope the drive is like not too complicated to get to Cabo, because we're probably going to be in Cabo every day.
Okay, wait, but what kind of resort? Is it all inclusive?
I think we're just staying at like a Hilton.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we're just staying at it's a Hilton in, I believe it's San Jose. When is this coming out?
We?
I shouldn't say exactly where we're staying.
Yeah, say what you're saying, because it won't be out.
When does this episode come out?
After New Year's.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. We'll be at the Hilton in San Jose. Yeah, it was nice. I saw pictures. Oh, my. I was booking a room, right? And I didn't see the M next to the money of what it cost.
That was pesos?
I was like, $20,000. I was like, damn, New Year's is expensive in Cabo. And I've heard Cabo is like cheaper on the cheaper side when you go there. I'm calling my friends. I'm like, I'm not, this is not happening. I'm not paying this much. This is insane. Like, Zane, it's pesos. Yeah.
So what is it?
I think for like 5 days or 4 or 5 days, it was like, ended up being like 1,500 to 2,000.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
It's really, wow. I mean, for New Year's, it's amazing.
That's from, and for multiple days.
Yeah, you go to Chicago.
Oh, forget
you go to
it.
Chicago for New Year's.
You're 5-10 grand deep.
Yeah, I know.
Horrible. Horrible, yeah.
Who are you going with?
Todd, Natalie, her family, Ilya, Alex, and me.
Oh, fun.
That's it.
That'll be nice. That's
I think the main reason why Ilya and Alex are going there because they're also finishing her
documentary.
Yeah. I'm just hoping the whole time isn't a fitness journey. Zane, you know what I mean? I'm hoping the whole thing isn't just like
Zane. It's always uno, dos,
tres, yeah. I was gonna hit him up one more time before I'm like, hey guys, like.
What's just to be sure.
Let me see the itinerary for this trip. Right. It's not like 2 p.m. Run, 3 p.m. Lifting, 5 p.m. Sauna.
You can hang out by the pool. Yeah,
I just want
to. You might meet like a nice girl.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure this isn't like, a retreat. What?
Are they doing it for Natalie's doc?
Well, I think Ilya and Alex are going there just to finish. It's kind of like what they did with you for Europe.
Right, but he wants to make sure he's not going to get there and all they're doing is filming.
Maybe it'll end up like yours and they actually don't really film anything.
And then there's just a big party.
Yeah. What do you mean like yours that they don't film anything?
Did they actually film anything or no?
We did one running video.
When
Ilya came out to surprise me in Europe so we could finish the doc and like get like crazy shots in Mykonos and Italy and like we were supposed to like film some crazy shit.
Muscle ups on the Eiffel Tower.
We get to Paris, we did one run through the streets and then it was just game on. We just partied for
a week.
It's hard to stay focused when especially God, Mykonos, the food.
I think
about that food maybe like once
this
a month.
Is good?
Yeah. The food in Mykonos, it's insane. It's insane. Straight from the water.
And then you guys are going to say, who are you meeting up with in San Diego?
We're taking Jordy and then Zach and Jared. And then I guess whoever else wants to come.
I've always wanted to go down to San Diego. I mean, I've been like twice, but I've never like gone out in San Diego.
Yeah. Are you guys going to be on the water?
Yeah, we got an Airbnb on the water.
What's like the main like beach in San Diego?
I think it's called Mission Beach.
Why don't you take a step further, cross the border? We could both be in Mexico at the same time.
You want to be in Tijuana?
Hell yeah. I heard Tijuana gets rowdy.
I heard some crazy stuff about Tijuana.
Isn't it crazy when you're there? It's right there. Yeah. Like once you cross that border, all laws are like the laws are gone.
No, there's still laws.
No, I know. No, I'm saying the US laws are gone. Like it's just crazy that the second you.
It's that easy.
Yeah, it is pretty weird.
Unbelievable. Like, remember those gates? Those gates that were like this?
Yeah.
It was so scary walking through those gates because like we didn't have passports.
Like point and no return.
Where there was like, we could literally just walk through here and we're stuck there for 3 weeks. Because it was just like weird thing knowing that we could be just stuck once you cross those gates. Ugh. Those claw gates. Oh my God. Who was telling me about the stolen truck? Like people steal?
My buddy rented his truck and it was on like one of those like rental things, rented it to somebody and they just drove it down to Mexico across the border and stole it. And that's it. Like it's just gone.
Oh wait, did we talk about this or how did I know about this? Wait.
I think I might've told you guys the other day.
Oh yeah. They just drove it across.
Yeah.
It's crazy that you don't like it's that easy.
You cross it unless they call it in.
What about plates?
It doesn't matter.
It's just gone.
It's gone.
Oh. They took it to something down there and.
But if it was that easy, imagine how many people are doing this to rental cars every single
day.
Let's
not give them ideas.
Yeah. No one listening is going to be stealing cars. Come on. Yeah. Mm. Unless we title it how to steal a car from a rental.
Somebody's in a stolen car right now and just put this on.
No way.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full,
owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Did you guys hear, or I saw this on TikTok, but this girl was talking about how there's this conspiracy about just glitter as like glitter as a product. The biggest company is a Glitter X, and they're running out of glitter. And anonymous woman that worked at Glitter X, she said that it's a problem because most of the glitter goes to she can't say where most of the glitter goes to because they can get in like legal trouble with just like the company in general of where they put glitter in.
Uh-huh.
And people think that a lot of the glitter
mattress firms
gets because glitter is made out of like plastic and aluminum, and aluminum is pretty much like made out of minerals. And what's in all of our products that we like consume that has minerals in it?
Water.
So people think that glitter is being put in waters to make it like look like nicer, like make it look like
what? Like,
yeah.
No. Okay.
This is just a conspiracy theory that I saw on TikTok that people think that like that's where the glitter is going to.
Is it
that
water? Most of the
glitter is like in water. Wouldn't or things, you, that, say, things that say things that say that there's minerals in it.
I think it's like different types of like minerals that are in mineral water versus the minerals that consist.
It's just interesting plastic. How this anonymous woman was just like, you know, we'd get in legal troubles if we told you where most of the minerals.
But she kind of implied glitter. It.
No, she didn't imply it went to water. Well,
that was just a guess.
All she said was, we can't say because we'll get into legal trouble if we say where most of the glitter goes.
Get rid of glitter. I don't think the world needs any glitter. I think it's a tiny piece of plastic.
It's glitter up, it's glam, and it's fabulous.
But you can't get rid of glitter. Glitter is always there. I mean, that's why like Mark Rober puts them in those little
glitter bombs
for the glitter bomb stuff.
I wonder how it's made.
Well, it has to be from like probably recycled material and stuff, right?
So it's interesting.
It's a ground up plastic. But that shit's like...
Like, yeah,
imagine that.
It just doesn't come off. But I feel like less plastic is used these days, so maybe that's why they're running out of glitter because they need plastic. They need recyclable shit to make glitter.
Now, is it glitter like the bigger flakes, or is it like fine dust glitter that if you were to like touch something and then it's just on?
I think all glitter is fine dust glitter. No, like what kind of glitter?
This chunkier glitter.
It was just something I saw on TikTok.
Interesting.
I get my news from TikTok now.
Reliable source.
It is very reliable.
That's right.
That's all I had.
I feel like you would see glitter in water. No.
Let's test it out. Let's put like a cap full of glitter in it and just see if you see it.
It would float to the top.
I think it's like a bit of a stretch about minerals.
Oh yeah, you would see it float to the top.
Unless it's that finely chopped up.
I think they're all being bought by TikTok, those TikTok people that like do the glitter.
Mm-hmm. All right, what did we have in our group chat? Weren't we talking about some stuff?
Yeah, is there any family drama, Matt?
Oh, that emo video of Jordan.
Yeah! Oh,
that's what it was. What happened?
Okay, so... We were talking, you actually weren't here for the episode, but he was talking about how-
Yeah, that's why when I saw it, I was like, do I have a terrible memory?
And no. It was when Jordan was our guest and he was talking about how his emu escaped and he was on like Flamingo Road and he was like running after it. And we were talking-
Flamingo?
On Flamingo Road.
Oh God, sorry.
I'm being very specific because of the video. And we were saying how there has to be a video.
But this like, was how long ago, Jordan? Years? 2 years ago, this happened.
And we're talking about how like there has to be one person that at least filmed it. And it's just, and that was it. Like conversation ended there. Like we didn't think we'd ever see it again. And then someone just tagged all of us in a video that a girl just posted.
Oh my God.
Of Jordan running
filming
after his emu. And it's a perfect video. Like it wasn't a shitty video. It was
perfect.
Like, it was almost like somebody teleported back then after watching the podcast. It was like, I need to capture this moment. It was the perfect TikTok video. And I remember seeing it a month ago. We were all tagged in it and I saw it and I was like, oh, that's funny. Another person's running after an emu, but it didn't hit me.
Put that together.
That it was DoorDash. I don't know how I didn't like.
Oh, you saw it a month ago?
I saw it a month ago. That's so funny. I can't believe I didn't even send it to you guys saying it. Hey guys, look, another person's running after their emu in the middle of the road.
That's really
funny. And then we were tagged again. I was like, oh, look, it's a video again. And I really look close. I'm like, oh my God, it's Jordan. And this lady just posted a month ago. But there's no way this lady saw it because she would have tagged all of a sudden. She would have said like unfiltered, like
right.
Nothing. No, it was just
the way she posted it. She didn't address anything. Yeah. She didn't know that people were looking for this video. And it's funny that it happened 2 years ago. It must have came up on like her memories, and she was like, "Oh shit, this probably mm-hmm. do good on TikTok."
Wow,
it was unbelievable.
Wow,
so funny.
That was
funny.
Intense to like wrangle up an emu. Like,
yeah.
I asked Jordan if it was so weird to see it from a different perspective because he's never seen a video of it. He just lived in the moment. And for him to see a video, he said it was so like scary almost. Like,
yeah.
The way you're running after with the feathers going everywhere, dude. It was
comical.
I don't know how it didn't do better on TikTok. The lady's video didn't do like it, nobody saw it.
I think it's being restricted because of the animal.
Because it looks like he's like attacking the animal.
We've seen crazier shit on animals.
It was when he posted his, he duetted it. It was under review immediately.
Your thing got under review.
Yeah.
Oh my, that's just frustrating.
I know. Because I know how big it could be.
Half every third video, I'm just like, that shouldn't be up there.
Yeah.
And it has more than 1 million views.
Do you ever try to get used to the pace of TikTok where it's like, they'll show you something sad and then it's weird how they'll like, they'll wait 3 or 4 more videos to then show you something funny. Like sometimes I feel like there's this ebb and flow of the FYP.
Oh yeah, because they don't want you to go back and forth because you won't appreciate the funny right after this. Like,
I think it's getting more smarter, but it's not going to show you a 9/11 video and then it shows you just like a funny video. Like it'll go like
it'll
balance it sad, and then it will go like informative, and then it will give you something that like is your lifestyle kind of, and then it will show you something funny. Mine, I feel like, has this flow now where I'm like, it's becoming
well, maybe it's because TikTok knows that you don't want to see something funny after. They're that smart.
Oh, maybe. But that I think, though, that's scary. Like some people have like reported back being like, this is just weird. TikTok, it is so weird though. They'll show you a kid begging on like TikTok Live in the middle between two funny videos. And you're like, what the hell is this?
Begging for
what's most of your content now consist of? I feel like now at this point, we kind of know what's gonna be on our For You page. Like, what is yours?
Mine's personal improvement because I think the new year's coming up.
Okay.
And so
mine is literally all
babies and dogs.
Mom talk. Okay.
Mom talk. What's it called?
I get kids a lot
like
too.
Like TikTok mom talk.
Yeah.
It's all mom stuff. And I sit there and I was like, okay, mental notes. Got it. I don't have any.
I do always say when I see something like a parent is doing that's very smart for raising a kid, I always save those thinking I'm going to go back to it.
I know.
I
think I'm going to go back.
You might.
Yeah. There's a few things that like, I know I would love to revisit once I have kids. Parents are smart on there. And I love how they share the information.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Go see that that aquarium in Berlin at the hotel.
Yes, yes.
Oh, it
exploded.
First off, why do you have an aquarium that big?
Because it wanted to be the biggest one.
And now look, you are the biggest mess in the
people who don't know, there was a hotel in Berlin, and in the middle of the lobby of the hotel, they had one of the largest
indoor
single tank aquariums. This massive cylinder in the middle of the lobby.
How many gallons was it?
It had 1500 fish.
go down.
Now, does this hurt the fish?
Up.
All right, this fish.
Wait a second. Does this hurt the fish?
It's
52. 1 million liters of water.
Like, come on. So
1 million liters.
And it happened at, like, thank God it happened at, like, three or four in the morning. And it happened in the middle of the day.
People would be
just the kids sitting there.
I would have thought just, like, the universe was in. Like, that would have scared, freaked me out more than, like, a plane
imagine
crash.
Coming,
like,
out of your hotel room and just, whoosh, you would think it was a flood. Like, a giant, like, tsunami just came through the hotel.
What's crazy is there are all those people who were staying at the hotel who just, like, in the middle of the night were like, what was that? And then go out and be like,
that glass is thick.
There's a shark going down. Like,
what type of fish did they have in this tank? Did they have, like, crazy giant, like,
aquarium fish? Oh, for sure. And all of them died. All of them.
No way.
They all perished. I'm pretty sure.
They all perished.
Yeah, right. You think that hotel, the first thing they were going to do was try to save the fish out there? Absolutely not. If they were smart, they would have designed it in a way where it was in sections, where if one did explode, the other like, how many gallons?
A million liters.
The other 750,000 liters were, like, safe. You know what I mean? Like, just had it in sections where it didn't have to be this. They probably wanted the illusion of it one giant fucking tank.
Oh.
That's insane.
Is that an elevator going through the middle of it?
I think that's on the other side.
Imagine you're in the elevator. Bro.
Oh, no, I think there is, like, an observation deck that was inside of it that you could, like, walk up.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I mean, it doesn't even look that fucking pretty.
Where do you even
like, for that liability?
That shit makes me question every aquarium I see.
You're like a little kid. You know how there's always like glass, like fish tank. You like knock, and it just happened to be around that time. You just like, and like you think that was you. You're just
yeah,
boom.
That makes any time I see one of those, I'm gonna be like, because how do you?
Jordan, can you go to like a better picture of like? The hotel's not even that nice. Look at the hotel. It's not even that extravagant.
It's one of those
plantation
gimmicks.
Courtyard.
It's one of those things where like you never think it's going to happen because that glass seems indestructible.
Guys, and you know how expensive.
Oh my God! Can you imagine being
a diver?
Like, what if one of those underground hotels shatters?
That done.
I always think about that. You wouldn't catch me staying.
Wait, underground hotel show.
Oh, the underwater hotels.
Underwater, sorry.
Underwater hotel. Those are like because you're under like sharks like in right. bed like that.
Right.
How is that? How does that not break? Mm-mm. Those underwater hotels.
How is it made?
That is terrifying.
What's weird is there's no video yet like of it.
Oh, I'm sure there is. There has
to be. There's no like nobody filming it.
No, like or they the security inside cameras.
Or they but I feel like they confiscated the security.
Oh, they're not gonna show that.
No, something
was sabotaged.
Something happened.
Doesn't just happen.
No, honestly, if it was sabotage, I feel like then they would show it to the public. But like because if it's an accident, they don't want to show that like it was
sabotaged in the sense that like insurance claim type sabotage.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Oh my God.
It pisses me off that the hotel's not even that nice.
They're gonna be finding fish for weeks.
Because you know how expensive
their budget went to the aquarium.
Yeah.
They're like, we got $5 million for
because
this hotel.
Just my brothers alone, it's like more than $1,000. Imagine how much that shit costs.
Damn. That sucks.
1 million liters.
Who can fake a German accent right now?
Coming up with this fucking idea.
Like,
so thinking like a big aquarium in sea.
Aquarium is kaput.
The fishy.
Kaput aquarium.
Yeah, we have the biggest aquarium.
There's no footage of it, like the aftermath. I would love to see what the whole floor looked like.
Yeah, there's a lot of bread, not a lot of peanut butter.
That is just hell. It's something like that, though. I wish I like experienced.
Oh, 100%.
Just to be like, it's so rare.
Walk the aftermath.
Yeah.
No, that would be something.
I'm calling my brother. I call my brother Heath. The whole break. Yeah,
he calls Hadiah Mariah. It's okay.
He gets confused.
Why?
It's hard.
Why does that aquarium look like it was on fire? Like it's black and did he see that?
Something looks off.
Oh, because I bet it activated like the fire alarm probably. Like, Oh no,
it looked burnt.
Matt, you're right though. That's something you kind of like want to be there for. It's like Fyre Festival. You kind of just want
to
be there.
Seems just like the opening to like a really like bizarre, weird like indie movie.
Oh,
like.
That is crazy,
dude. That's great to film in. Oh,
the next Final Destination is gonna have an aquarium.
Done. If I was a production company filming a movie, I'd be like, mm-hmm. we need end to film
the, like zombie right apocalypse. Now.
They would save so much money.
100%. Look at that.
Do you think they got like their stay for free? Because I'd be like, thanks, and great story that I can.
Now, with the amount of money they're losing, I don't even think. I think people felt bad to even ask for a refund.
Don't bother cleaning up. Just start over.
What are they gonna do?
Just demolish the rest of it.
It doesn't look like there was like a hole and it like drained out.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
It looks like the entire thing just exploded outwards.
It looks like the pressure, like there was too much pressure.
You think it was a bomb?
No, I'm just saying if there was like a hole or something, it doesn't look like it just like kind of like fell out or like it blew a hole and like it like lowered.
Yeah, no, it just popped.
Or Matt, or a hole actually happened. You know when something like, the water goes, someone was just like,
it's like Mr. Bean. It's
yeah, like, they did it. Like they did
flex tape,
flex seal.
The person working there was like, I do not want to deal with this. They quit the next day. They put that tape and go, I'm out of here.
That's what's crazy about people whose jobs are like inspectors. They have to go and like inspect things just to make sure things are like good
up to code.
Whether it's bridges, tanks, all that, and then just imagine you get that call in the middle of the night going, what's that?
the aquarium?
The Radisson?
That was 100% a type where people were waking up in the middle of the night, like in the movies, and like, honey, I gotta go.
Yeah.
The tank, it exploded.
Thank God, but just, I'm so happy though it happened in the middle of the night.
Where's that from? It went to the streets?
Yes.
Wait, that debris?
Yes.
Damn. Dude,
that much water just had to flood out. Oof.
Imagine what that looked like. I want to see that footage.
I want to know if it's like, do you think, Zane, it's like a this or is it like a this?
I think that.
Like this. That. Like it all just like, falls.
And then just expands and rushes out.
Ooh-wee.
I love talking about that. It was exhilarating. Let's talk about more disasters. Can we be a
nothing gets me excited.
Let's be a disaster podcast.
We already are, Zane.
Have you heard about the disaster?
Did you ever hear about the Cleveland balloons? Like when they released all those balloons in Cleveland?
Oh no. My Look God!
Cleveland balloon disaster.
Tell me about.
You know how they release a bunch of like
air balloons or like the
just balloons?
Okay,
just normal balloons. So they let all these balloons go.
Google images to
it is more insane than you could ever imagine. Like,
oh my God!
Wait, those are balloons. Yes. It looks like an explosion.
Why?
Because they did it for a world record.
Yeah,
and I think they had like
a. First of all, how did you? Would you even think this would be a good idea in the first place? They gotta come down somewhere. It's gonna.
Is stupid.
And apparently the weather conditions that day were so bad that it like, and it caused like flight delays. Like, look at that.
1.5 million Matt, balloons.
You know they were down there like, bad idea.
Like, so it ended up being like,
It was
this is like a Mr. Beast type.
A different time.
Shit.
But that went horribly wrong. Like, and apparently like.
What happened though?
All the, it was like, it interfered with like a lot of flights. It was so much massive pollution.
Oh yeah. That's, imagine all those balloons going into an engine. Like in a plane.
God,
ridiculous.
Why?
Like it took forever for them to clean it all up.
I thought the microphone was a balloon.
And it's fucking Cleveland out of all places. Like,
look how excited people are. There's not one person.
But that would be insane to see.
No, I would be like, yo, imagine seeing that like on Shroop. Like, what the hell? No. What was this?
What
man?
In the Wizard of Oz?
Not
is
one
going
person's
on.
Going, guys, bad idea.
Look at that.
That's mortifying. Wow. At what point were they just like, okay, wait a second.
No, they're still cheering here. They're like, this is sick. This
is like the beginning of some Marvel movie, like some
villain. I know.
Yeah.
Is that, about to take more.
Look at this.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Look.
He's got this. But it's kind of beautiful.
I was there.
Oh, it's stunning.
Do you remember how... Like without thinking after every party, you just were.
Let the balloons go.
You just let the balloons go. Like that wasn't even a question. You're like, no, you let the balloons go every time.
Oh yeah. Oh, I was there at the 1986 Balloon Fest.
Matt, to go back to the Marvel thing. It looks like they let the balloons go, and then all of a sudden a balloon monster comes out.
Yeah.
It looks like it's turning into something. Oh.
This is a great plot for like a horror thriller.
Dude, imagine the pictures that they got.
Oh, I know the photographs this day. Oh. It's the most beautiful disaster.
It just doesn't look real.
Look at it. It's just plastic latex.
Oh. My God.
All those allergic people.
All allergic to balloons.
You know what's funny? Is
the power lines. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Come on. I didn't think about this.
What's funny is that someone was like, this is fun.
Trying to keep the crowd like, yeah, woo. They're seeing people's faces shift and they're like, no, we're. Like, how long can you cheer for this?
Yeah, come on. They're like, we'll clean it up.
Who's going to clean this
up? They start falling.
All of them started descending. It almost did like the opposite of what they thought the balloons would do. And now they had to go out. I think there was all this balloon
two
in the
people,
water.
Two people died at this event.
Oh, wait, because of the balloons or because
allergic
of the
reaction or like suffocation?
I just can't wonder.
Oh, are they on a boat? Is this them? Oh, my God. You know, the 80s went hardcore.
Yeah. They don't need no gimbals, just boats.
But you know what's
Oh no.
Heath.
They're all in the water.
Heath, look.
Oh my.
That is me.
Oh
no,
yeah.
What's this guy saying? No, I really want to hear what this guy's saying. Like, Zane, is he excited? Like, guys, look at all these balloons.
They don't look concerned.
It impeded a search and rescue of two vanished fishermen.
No.
Yeah, so that's what happened.
Imagine being ahead in the water and all these balloons are falling. Bro, oh. Dude, that's like God saying you deserve. Like, imagine.
Oh, yo, I mean, that is like, that's you gotta be shitty.
Because you don't know that they're releasing a million balloons in the sky when you're like stranded out there.
Oh, let's hear what he's saying. Wait.
Ironically, that big balloon launch in Cleveland today is one of the things that's making this search so tough for the Coast Guard. Can you imagine trying to find somebody floating out here or even spotting a life jacket these balloons on the water?
It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack here, because you're looking for more or less a head or an orange life jacket, and here you have a couple.
Imagine your boat flips or something, you put on your orange life jacket, and then all of a sudden all these balloons start floating and coming down all around you. And now you were just in the middle of a million balloons.
That'd be such a sick album cover though.
Where's the city committee? Like, it's crazy that they all like gathered because they had to approve this, right? Like, it's not just like something that people got together and did. This was approved by an entire.
It's Cleveland. It's Ohio, baby.
Of people, like officials.
I didn't know Cleveland was on the water like that. I don't know my geography very well.
Well, they have like Lake Erie.
That should happen.
But Cleveland is on the lake?
Like Ohio is connected to Lake Erie.
Oh yeah, isn't Ohio the place that people make fun of?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Only in Ohio. I'm thinking of Columbus. But Cleveland's on the lake.
This is crazy. I've never heard about this.
I knew about this when I was crazy. A kid. My dad told me about it.
And I know people are going to pull up season one, and we already talked about this for an hour and a half.
Wait, no way.
There's been a few things where we had full discussions about, and everybody in the comments, like, they have definitely talked about this entire situation before. And me, of course, I'm like, I'm hearing it for the first
time. And you have all these questions.
Zane's like, what?
They should make a compilation. I was talking about like the same thing four times. What? What? No way.
Wait. Well, I have terrible podcast like amnesia though. I'll forget whole conversations we have.
Well, we don't even know if we say it in person or like we say it in person or like.
Yeah.
I wonder if Oktoberfest is as like cool as they like make it out to be in like movies and shit.
I heard it's insane.
In Germany?
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be really fun.
Dying the Chicago River Green like really bad?
No, it's actually they're treating it.
Oh, they're treating it.
Like the reason why they do it is because it's a treatment for the river. They're not just putting it in dye. Like
Dye is something. They just treat it in March.
Yeah, they made the treatment green, so they're like kind of doing two things at the same time.
Got it. Okay.
But they, oh yeah, then they still do the rubber ducky race and stuff. I heard that's pretty fun, but
the rubber ducky, does everybody have a certain rubber ducky? Like they're
like a raffle?
Yeah.
I think there is a raffle, or there is one that if the one that wins.
Damn, that's actually pretty sick. Imagine your rubber ducky won out of all those. We should all we should join some sort of competition. Remember like the Red Bull competition where people make their own like
yes.
floats?
No, we should all build a battle bot.
A battle bot?
That would be fun.
I don't even know how to get started on building
Jordan
a battle bot.
Jordan, I feel like, could build it. We'll just come up with the like idea.
Oh, yeah, so Jordan's doing all the work. We just
we would do like the controller.
It does take multiple people to control it, like during a fight, right? Mm-hmm. That's insane.
One person's working the arm that comes out.
Damn.
Zane's would be a dragon.
Oh, I definitely want fire coming out of mine for sure.
Can we just buy one on Amazon?
Ours
is just a grenade.
How's your lizard doing?
Pull the pin before it goes out there.
It's still at the border.
Baker, yeah.
I had a dream about your lizard the other night.
What was the dream?
It was like I was like you had put it somewhere and I was like, Zane, there's wires near it.
It's a normal dream.
But you were like, oh, I know. But it was just,
I already fell asleep next to it. It was like day three. And I
rolled over it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, it's a sweet lizard.
Good.
Especially because when you're standing real still and something's on you and you like want it to like be comfortable.
Fall asleep with it.
Have you seen those babies that are like the fake babies, but they're realistic?
It is. I saw a real baby being posted the other day and I thought it was one of those fake ones.
The neck was like going
No,
back.
I thought it was a fake one and it was a real one. So now I'm so confused every time I see a baby because they're so realistic.
Look up the, yes.
Wow, look.
Even more than that.
More than that.
Yeah, more than
should
that.
Should we get a fake baby?
I saw a fake one. It's kind of like, it looks so real where you'll feel bad about keeping it in another room.
Like that's
really
fake.
Yeah. That's fake.
Oh, yes.
I want that. That's cool. Really funny. We're looking at the baby.
Hell no.
I just watched The Grinch for the first time in like 15 years.
The Jim Carrey
so good.
One?
It's so good.
Yeah. It's because I when you watch movies, like older movies that you used to watch all the time, they're like, ooh, this is like not that great.
The Grinch is timeless. It's so good.
Really is.
Oh, Mariah watched the Violent Night.
Oh, I watched Violent Night.
Did you like it?
The best Christmas movie I've seen in like 20 years.
Is it better than Office Christmas Party?
I think it's better than any Christmas
movie. Because that movie.
Is it your stomach? Are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving.
Oh. I was like, what is...
Oh, when I get hungry, I just throw a cheese.
No, Violent Night is amazing. It's very gory.
Is the guy that's in it from Stranger Things?
John Wick. Yeah,
or is it somebody else?
David Harbour.
Oh, that's him in it.
Yeah, I love David
Harbour. Is there any other big actors in there, or is he like the main...
You're
like,
asking
really?
Mariah about who acts...
Oh, yeah.
Is that one...
Yeah, that was silly. That was silly.
Avatar's out. Avatar 2.
I can't. The movie's too long.
I really want to watch it, but I want to wait and watch the first one again so I feel caught up going into it.
Yeah, I kind of remember the ending, but now I'm like, I got to go see it in theaters. I'm worried I'm not going to have time to go see it in theaters.
So they have it in 4D. You can watch Avatar in 4D.
Oh,
that sounds miserable. Imagine the chair shaking and the water spray. I would hate it. It's like a 3-hour ride.
Zane, let's do it.
Absolutely.
Let's get high. And
bro,
go.
I'd be so over it. I'd actually have a headache.
Those 4DX movies I've never done. Have you guys done any at all? 4DX?
I've never
not
done
a full.
One.
I've done like the
rides,
the attractions. Oh, yeah. Right.
But I've never done a full movie like that. I wouldn't. Oh God.
I don't know.
That's a lot.
But I heard that the 3D in the Avatar 2 is a lot different than we remember 3D movies being as a kid.
Yeah, the red and blue.
Oh, that was horrible. They don't do that anymore?
No.
Is it like a little bit more tolerable, the 3D-ness?
Yeah, so apparently like it doesn't give you a headache and the movie is shot with a 3D camera. So it, so instead of like trying to make something, like
it feels more natural, like watching it. Like it's not like so in your face. Like remember
an Oculus?
Remember like, Spy Kids 3D? That shit.
Oh yeah.
Had it. Oh, the thing like, hey,
hold
and it's
on
like,
a second. Whoa.
It's like, oh god.
I don't want a movie that does like the thing to get you to get excited about 3D. Like if it's just like that, Spy Kids shoots the rope out and you're just like. It's too much.
Oh, Spy Kids 3D. And it was like, George Lopez.
Wait, I thought that was Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Oh, it is. Maybe you're right. You're Shark right. Wait. Yeah, you're right. No.
He's in Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
And he's also in Spy Kids 3.
No, I think she's right. I think it is a Shark Boy and Lava. Was he the teacher?
He was the teacher, the villain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the villain in Spy Kids 3D.
Yeah, I think it was like the thumb people then the guy, it's Littlefinger from Game of Thrones. I think it's him. Yeah. I forget his name.
George Lopez is not in Spy Kids 3.
I thought he's
in both.
No, I don't think he's in both. Two 3D movies like
it's
that?
It's the same universe. Isn't Sharkboy and Lava Girl and Spy Kids in the same world?
Did they make a movie where they're both in the same movie?
That should have been a collab.
In your fucking face, Matt.
Ah, shit.
Apologize to the people.
Sorry.
And to Mariah.
Remember Elijah Wood is in Spy Kids 3, but for like 5 minutes and he gets killed?
Oh, yeah.
But he was like, it was when Elijah Wood was like at the peak of Lord of the Rings and everything. We're like, woo, Elijah Wood. And
then this is cool. I'd want a 5-minute scene in Sharkboy and Lava Girl. Yeah. It's amazing.
It's just a little cameo.
Mariah was actually one of the thumb people in the movie. She was
a mascot.
The one on the left.
That's actually not a bad. That's a good costume.
Yeah.
That is good.
That's some shit. What's her name?
Todd would be good as a thumb.
Oh, I could see girls doing sexy thumbs. So, <yeah. laughs> like a little romper with like their ass out.
What's the lady that was the worm on the for Halloween?
Heidi Klum.
Oh, yeah,
Heidi Klum.
Oh yeah, that's funny.
Dude, that worm. It's insane. Disgusting. How did they?
Have you ever seen Heidi Klum's like former costumes? Like
after I saw the worm, they showed all of her costumes.
She was like Shrek. A she's done like Jessica Rabbit. Oh my
god! Look at that. That's insane.
It makes me uncomfortable looking at it.
They did such a good job. She probably spent like $20,000.
She's so patient. Like imagine doing that and be like, get me out of here.
Imagine you next to it with a fishing pole. Yeah. That's such a good costume.
Was the worm to promote something?
She just does crazy costumes every year.
No, she just does crazy. She always has a crazy Halloween party.
How do you think it? Like, I want to be a worm, but big.
I bet she has giant. I bet she has a team that just has like crazy ideas. And she's like, that's funny. I'll do that.
Messed up ideas.
A worm?
You guys want to see how sweaty I am right now?
No.
What is it? What is it? Genetics? Oh my look at them. God.
Dang, that is crazy.
You got to bring the fan and just leave it here.
Yeah.
What is why?
I know. I need to be in like a dome where it's just like you know the hurricane domes and malls where you go in and it's just.
Oh, with the money?
Yeah.
They
have one in Florida. Isn't that like weird? What you want to feel what it's like to be in a hurricane, like in this like natural disaster?
Yeah, that is a really bizarre machine.
I think it's bizarre for people like in Florida.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Like, us out of state, we were like, yes.
That makes sense. No, I get it. Because if there was something here, you'd be like, feel the earthquake. I'd feel it. Even if it just.
Like if there was a mudslide simulator, sign me up.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun ride.
Sorry. Are you all talking about the stuff that like is in malls?
Yeah. The hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
Machine.
Where it's like. Ah.
Come out.
Isn't that good? Is it worth the money?
No, it's not.
No, it's just. It's for little kids. Spins the wind.
That is an easy
I just think
machine.
It's weird. I think it's weird that they call it. Like, want to feel what it's like to be in a hurricane?
No.
Yeah.
You want to know what
Throw
I think?
Throw a cow in there.
I think it's weird that malls and like outdoor areas have the ground fountains for kids to run through and get soaking wet in a place that they clearly don't have a change of clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's like, so why? Weird to
and
me.
And then the kids obviously want to run through it. And you put that on the parents. The parents are going to tell the kid no. The kid's going to cry. And then they end up running into this thing that shoots water up.
Yeah.
And then they're soaked. Now you have a kid getting in a car, dripping wet. It's not like at a water park. Like
it
where
is
it makes
always
sense.
Next to a merch shop, though. They make you.
I do.
It's my new.
It's in the, like it's at City Walk. It's in the middle
City Walk,
of a mall.
Like, Sawgrass Mall, I think, has one.
Is it? Oh, that's the plan? Is that they get you to go buy
something? And then you got to go buy something dry. And make Bubba.
Brilliant. I didn't even know what I did.
I feel like the three of us would be like, you wanted to get in there. You better wait till we get home. You're not buying no merch.
My mom would make me walk home.
God, there's nothing worse than like God. A wet sock. Shoe. A wet Ugh. Sock, wet shoes.
Are heavy.
When you're a kid and you just like actually stepped in a puddle, you're like,
done. Done. The day's over. It's wrong.
Damn. Zane, are you still vaping? I haven't seen you vape all day.
I was here and there.
Oh. You're quitting though, right?
I'm quitting January 7th.
What? Because you want to enjoy your vacation?
No, Danielle wanted to wait till after her birthday. Her birthday's the 6th.
Good. I can't wait.
You have to do it with somebody, especially when you're living together.
Yeah.
You have to hold each other accountable.
You got this.
I'll be holding y'all accountable for sure.
Me and Danielle are just sneaky. Matt's gone.
Busted.
Thank God.
No, it's really bad. Like I keep saying, like, you will die if you keep smoking. Like,
I saw some people on my TikTok page. It's crazy when someone is just like, with the oxygen mask and is like, do not vape.
Did you see the one where the guy had the
tracheotomy?
Yeah, that was scary. Tracheotomy?
You seen the people that have like,
oh, like smokers?
Yeah,
my grandpa had it.
We have to like push it in.
Your grandpa had it?
He
had a tracheotomy.
Yeah, so
he smoked so much.
Yeah, I believe so. So he'd wear this like napkin. It's crazy. I never talked about this. But yeah, he like had this napkin. All my childhood, I could never communicate with him. He would, and he didn't speak.
Is this your mom's dad or your dad's mom?
My dad's dad. And
your dad, sorry, your dad's.
He didn't speak, no sign language. No sign language. He would talk like this. Like.
Did he?
and you would understand, like everybody understood exactly what he was saying.
Would he press the, like push it in to be able to talk?
No. That's exactly how I sounded, is what you heard 24/7. Wow. Like, and there's no like.
Was he speaking in Arabic?
Yeah, let me do it one more time.
Because you were like, it sounded like you were doing Arabic.
Yeah.
Whoa. It sounds, now, the headphones sound crazy.
Do it in English. Like we'd be like.
Oh, no way.
Oh.
You can make it out. You can, I get what you're.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everyone was like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like, you would think that would make me like, I'm just like, I don't want to smoke.
He had a napkin over.
It was like this like cloth that he would, it kind of like hung. It was, it looked,
you ever,
it looked nice.
You ever seen,
it's better than having the whole,
you ever seen the interpreter for Stephen Hawking?
The movie, The Interpreter?
No. Have you seen like Stephen Hawking being interpreted?
He has a machine that he uses to talk.
Well, he has like the thing that he could like type into or whatever, but like I don't understand how his interpreter was getting this from what he was saying. Like it's just like, it's actually mind-blowing.
Stephen Hawking's still alive, right?
No
age of 9 or 10 that I wanted to be a scientist.
Maybe he's just been working with him for so long that he just like.
I agree.
It's like parents with their kids. You hear another kid and you're like, what the hell are they saying? And their parents know exactly what they're saying.
Yeah. It's just crazy how it's just sounds. It's not even
like that.
That's insane.
Well, he probably has been with him. That was like when Stephen Hawking could still even talk. Like then he wasn't even able to talk at all, like towards the end. So if he like watched his whole degradation, like he could like still really like.
Do you think if he knew the answer to the question, he would just answer it?
I feel like it would like help him.
Like half-half?
Well, I feel like Stephen Hawking pays him enough where he would be like, if he didn't get it right, he'd be like.
You're doing it again.
He just stops. Like he doesn't
Stephen
talk.
Stephen Hawking was just like, that's not what I said. Because Stephen Hawking can hear and understand and he pays him. He'd probably be like. We're done
that
here.
That is true. Like he would just stop. He would just stop talking if like the guy was just saying nonsense.
And just like. But imagine not being able like to be like, that's not what I said. Like you're like trying to get out your thoughts and you have an interpreter like saying the complete wrong thing and you can hear them and be like, oh. Like that's not what I said. Like what's the secret code to like whatever this is? It's like not right. Damn. All right. Let's close this out.
Yeah. I'm hungry.
Well, I can't wait. I know this is our first episode of the new year, but I can't wait for the new year.
To it's actually exciting. For us to feel it.
Yeah.
Guys, if you haven't tried the best coffee, make sure to try it. Cremota.com. We've got the cinnamon French toast, sweet butter, hazelnut. We've got a bunch of other different flavors. We've got our espresso out now in whole bean and ground. Make sure to check that out. Cremota.com. We've also got a bunch of cool drinkware. We have our new tumblers, thermoses, all that good stuff.
You can check out these episodes every Monday on the audio platforms like Spotify, Pandora, Google, Apple. And we post every video. We post every Tuesday video form on YouTube, youtube.com/Zane and Heath. And my brain is like not working right now. What else? What else do we say?
Also, make sure to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We post early access to all these videos. And as soon as you sign up, you're going to get access to everything we've ever posted. We post a bonus episode every single month. It's either a high or a drunk episode with a guest. And we also do a monthly Q&A.
So yes, sir. All right. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode. Ooh.
Sorry. And we also do an unwind. So after this episode, we still sit here and hang out for another 20 minutes. And it's just bonus content also on our Patreon.
I'm actually going to sure get check ready that for that.
And you should see what we talk about.
Oh, we get into it.
All right. See you guys later. What are y'all doing? Peace and blessings.
Peace.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, HelloFresh.
You may have heard of HelloFresh. They send chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients to your home. But this summer, they made their biggest menu upgrade yet. This isn't the HelloFresh you remember. It's bigger, healthier, and tastier, baby.
That's right. The HelloFresh menu has doubled. Now you can choose from 100 options each week, including new seasonal dishes and recipes from all around the world. Dig into bigger portions that'll keep everyone satisfied. Plus, you're also going to feel great with an even healthier menu filled with high-protein and veggie-packed recipes. And HelloFresh now helps you eat greener with new veggie-packed recipes that have two or more veggies.
That's right. Get steak and seafood recipes delivered every week for no extra cost. There's three times more seafood on the menu now at no extra cost. Discover new seasonal produce each week from snap peas to stone fruit to corn on the cob and much, much more.
And I personally love how good and satisfied I feel just from finishing the meal and cooking it and plating it. It's getting me out of my element and allowing me to try new food and feel super accomplished and proud of myself once I cook the meal.
And I just love how your mom is still a HelloFresh customer. She gets it delivered every week. And I think your mom is very picky with her food. I think she knows what's good. And if she knows what's good, that means it's good, baby. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM now to get 10 free meals and a free item for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as a discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM to get 10 free meals and a free item for life.
And just to make you feel even more confident about trying HelloFresh, 91% of customers say they feel healthier eating HelloFresh, and 9 out of 10 say dinner is more delicious when it comes to HelloFresh.
And that's why you should get it, baby. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you, and thank you for being America's number one meal kit, baby.